Friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network, USA. He's a friend of mine. I've known him for about 15 years, give or take. And George Heslin is from Limerick, which should not be held against him or anybody else from Limerick. Founder and artistic director of Origin Theatre Company. And George, you're very welcome.
Thank you so much, Adrian. Great to be here. And a very happy Thanksgiving weekend to all of you, to you and all of your listeners.
Thank you. Thank you. George, a little bit about Origin Theatre, the non-profit cross-cultural theatre company. And let's go back to, you know, your own founding of Origin some 15 years ago.
Yes, what indeed.
It might help, actually, if acknowledge up front that you have had a lifetime, extensive acting, directing, producing credits, and a whole load of awards. But you arrived by way of London. To New York and pick it up from there.
Well, yeah, I mean, I did. I mean, my background is acting, Adrian. I've acted for pretty much every theatre company in Ireland. I've acted in the Abbey, the Gay, Truard, the Olympia, the Lyric, the Grand Opera House. You know, I've had an extensive acting career, as you said, and then I moved to London. I worked in the West End, and I've toured the UK, and I've done a huge amount of, you know, I've actually acted in about 200 stages around the world as an actor, and that was all before my life of moving to New York, actually, and I got a green card. I came to America, studied here as well, and in 2002, following all this acting, I was like, okay, after 9/11 happened here, you know, the city was kind of decimated, as we all know, yeah. And 3 months later, I kind of came up with the concept of setting up Origin Theatre Company. So this year is very, very special because it's our 15th anniversary season. So in the last 15 years, our mission is to launch European playwrights in America. So while I am from Ireland, we do cross-cultural programming from all across Europe, and we've done work from 19 European countries in the last 15 years.
That in itself is, I find that to be absolutely amazing. You know, there are so many Irish organizations, Irish theatrical groups, but undertaking, as you did, again, just in, you know, in the wake of 9/11, to actually bring productions from Europe, many of them not having any Irish connection whatsoever, and giving a platform to, you know, many, you know, premiers of mm-hmm. artists. Some very big, and some who have never had an opportunity to even act, much less produce, and you know, and
yes, indeed, yeah. I mean, the great thing, Adrian, about doing New York is that, you know, when you have a company in New York, I mean, everybody wants to come to America. Who doesn't want to come to New York, and particularly from a, you know, Broadway is one of the biggest industries in this town, and off Broadway, where we operate under. And, you know, I mean, we've built great networks, but every young artist and every theater maker and every theater writer wants to come to America. So we've very much provided that platform in this time, you know, and now more than ever before, it's just great to be telling European stories, you know, and the importance of immigrant stories and you know, the diversity that immigrants bring to America. And just how, you know, we've had a very successful country here called America, where we've all lived in harmony for so long, and it's just great to represent those stories on stage, you know?
By the same token, it should be acknowledged that, you know, you have, and you have an amazing lineup of board members who obviously have been, you know, very supportive. 14 on the board of directors. You have a staff,
yes.
You have interns, but by the same token, you seem to be at the lower end of of grants and even from governments like Ireland. And that has to do, I think, with it's an easy out, you know, for funding from for somebody to say, well, you know, if these were Irish productions, we could all get behind you, but Europe is kind of scattershot. Is that pretty accurate, or what would you say?
Well, I mean, the truth is we have a very, you know, we, within Origin, we have a cross-section of programming. For instance, this year alone, our last play was Dutch, our next play was German, we have an Italian playwright under commission, we have our first Irish festival, which is dedicated to Ireland. So outside of, you know, so we have different strands in our programming, basically, you know. I mean, our next production is Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens, obviously British. So, you know, we have many, many strands. So how we do programming is we reach out to the various consulates and agencies here to support different aspects of the programming. So, for instance, we're about to launch a Scottish playwriting competition, which is supported by the Scottish consulate. You know, we did our cultural symposium each year. We did a cultural symposium last year. We work with the 5 Scandinavian consulates, Norway, Sweden, Denmark, Finland and Iceland, and we receive funding from them for that part of the programming. And in terms of our Irish programming, you know, we are delighted to say that this year we are delighted to welcome the Irish government on board. And, you know, we receive great funding from the Northern Ireland Bureau, Tourism Ireland, our great friends at the American Ireland Fund, of course, Mutual of America, the great Tom Moran, and Loretta Brennan-Luxman from the Ireland Fund are big supporters, you know. But, I mean, it definitely takes, you know, like anything in New York, it takes a while to get established. And, you know, we definitely feel that we have very, very good, you know, we've been very lucky with support we've garnered so far along the way, you know.
Talk about First Irish Festival.
Well, the First Irish Festival is in its 10th anniversary year. It's our annual festival of Irish theatre that Origin set up 10 years ago. It has most definitely become one of the biggest Irish cultural events in New York. And this year it's taking place from January 15th to the 29th. And we have our press launch on the 9th of January. And we have a lot of organizations involved this year. We are up to right now working with 28 organizations on that. And, of course, prior to that, we have our next production is a main stage production of Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens, which is a very unique spin on that. You know, but our festival, we will be launching the tickets for that and the website for that for tickets will open on the 1st of December. So so we're very much looking forward to that in January, you know.
Okay, before we get to January, though, starting November 30th next week and running only until December 15th, again, A Christmas Carol. It's a very short run, but it is it's traditional. It is, you know, it's a big undertaking for, you know, a couple of weeks. Tell us a bit about A Christmas Carol. Anyway.
Well, I mean, the thing about Origin, what we try to do is we always try to offer unique experiences and new voices. So what is very unique about this version is we're so honored to say that the actor Rip Torn and his wife, who's now passed, was Geraldine Page, the great Broadway luminaries, they've actually opened up their home to us, which is on 22nd Street between 9th and 10th Avenue. And we are actually doing this production. It's a site-specific production of The Christmas Carol, which takes place in the drawing room of the house on the second floor. And basically the audience are treated to mulled wine, mince pies, Christmas treats. And from 7:30, we have full Christmas carols with a number of Broadway singers. And then following that, we have a performance of Christmas Carol, which is a one-man version of Christmas Carol, which is very, very different in itself. And we're delighted that we actually have the original script that Charles Dickens did when he did his version of Christmas Carol in drawing rooms across England. And we have gotten that version of Christmas Carol, and that's what we're doing this year. And we have a wonderful actor. Elmore James is a wonderful American actor who was one of the original cast members of numerous Broadway productions, including Beauty and the Beast. And he's also an opera singer, and he travels all over the world. So he's the actor we've engaged for the project. Elmore James is fantastic. And as you said, we opened on November 30th, but it's a very boutique experience. There's only 27 seats in the theater. Well, it's actually the drawing room. So we only have 27 tickets available each evening. And it runs just for 14 performances only.
It's an experience, and I know a lot of people are looking forward to it. Again, the venue, you know, couldn't be better. It's great, and we might as well mention, you know, parking is good. You're going to be, you know, you have Thursday, Friday, Saturday at 8 o'clock, and Sunday's matinee at 3.
Yeah, and actually, Adrian, since you received that press release, we've actually added extra dates. So now it's actually going to go on every night except Mondays. So we've added extra dates. So it's right through now from November 30th to December 15th, except for the two Mondays. So we now have added performances on the Tuesday and Wednesday nights as well. So basically, it's every night except Mondays.
That's kind of speaks for itself. Okay, the telephone number 212-868-4444, or of course your you can visit origintheatre.org. And if you're listening to our program today, and even if you're not, if you log on to irishradio.com, we have the link there. I want to wish you lots of luck on that, and hopefully we'll get to one of your performances, because it sounds like it's a great evening. And again, mulled wine, mince pies, music, and holiday treats. What's wrong with
Thank
that?
You so much, Adrian.
Okay. Friends, George Heslin, again, the founder and artistic director of Origin Theatre Company, and this celebrating 15 solid years in New York City in bringing not only Irish, but the best of European theatre to New York. The telephone number, again, is 212-868-4444 or origintheatre.org, or go on our site. We'll link you right through. You're listening to Irish Radio Network, USA.